Art is a powerful tool that can be used to promote peace and unity. The Alliance Française de la Jamaïque recognizes this and will be using that tool through its annual Fête de la Musique and photography competition. You're on the Arts page. We'll tell you more in today's program. The Fête de la Musique World Music Festival started in France in 1982 and is now in hundreds of countries, filling streets with musical talents of genres from all over the world. The purpose of Fête de la Musique is to unite local and international professional artists and music lovers in a multicultural, festive, and musically diverse evening. And of course, Jamaica is no exception. The Alliance Française de la Jamaïque will host its annual Fête de la Musique on June 21. And the good news is that the concert is free of cost.
So we invite musicians to perform free of cost as well. And this is open to all styles of music. This is open to solo artists, as to groups, to instrumentalists, singers. If you play the organ and you can bring it on the day, why not bring it?
So whatever your talent, the Alliance Française is inviting you to share it with the public. To top things off, there is also an international photography competition. This is organized for non-professional and semi-professional photographers. The theme for this year is Climate State of Emergency.
This competition is free. Almost anyone can enter. You just have to be at least 18, non-professional or a semi-professional photographer. Just quickly, in 2012, we actually placed top 20 in the world. And that's when Luca Corey represented Jamaica. And his photo was actually used for the cover of all their promotional material for that year. So the idea this year is to place even better, right? Why not number one? That's what we're aiming for.
Participants should capture two photographs that best portray the theme Climate State of Emergency. Pictures should illustrate real or perceived issues related to climate change in Jamaica, the impact on lives, and initiatives taken to address it.
The first prize is actually a week in France, all expenses paid. And also the works of the winner will be exhibited in a Parisian gallery and also around the world through the network of the Alliance Française.
Now, who wouldn't want to win that? The deadline for submission is Thursday, June 4. So, if you're interested, visit the Alliance Française de la Jamaïque website, alliancefrjm.org, or contact the Alliance Française at alliancefr.jm@gmail.com or 978-6996. And before we go, Powerful Women and Men Perform for Charity show returns to the Carl Hendrickson Auditorium Jamaica College on Sunday, May 31 for two shows at 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. Among the first-time performers confirmed for this year are Junior Minister of Tourism and Entertainment Damon Crawford, Senior Superintendent of Police Steve McGregor, CEO of the Caribbean Maritime Institute Dr. Fritz Pinnock, News Editor Nationwide News Network George Davis, Managing Editor CVM Erwin Forbes, Brand Ambassador Gleaner Online Terry Correll Reed, TVJ News Reader Dorraine Samuels, and reigning Miss Universe Jamaica Casey Fennell, as well as Miss Jamaica World Lori Chin. As is customary, the show will have something for everyone, and the fashion enthusiasts are in for a treat. The International Youth Fellowship Group, which wowed the audience 2 years ago with Gangman Style, has been creating new dances for the show and is to be joined by a group of over 50 mature dancers in a number called Generation Gap. Conceptualized by Thyra Heaven 15 years ago, the Powerful Women and Men Perform for Charity show will be staged this year under the theme United We Care, Together We Share. And that takes us to the end of today's program. Until next time, on behalf of producers Casita Irving and Nicole Plummer, I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.